It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Revelation, we are continuing our series on the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The key themes that we are learning throughout this book of Revelation is, number one, that the first law of interpretation is that Scripture interprets Scripture. The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. The second theme that we are learning throughout this book of Revelation is that the book of Revelation, as does the Bible itself, contains an abundance of symbolic language. However, in this symbolic language, there is always a literal meaning. This prevents individuals from adding their opinions or traditions or suppositions into the interpretation process. Also, it prevents individuals from inserting their traditions, opinions, and suppositions into the symbolic language, which prevents a literal meaning that we can apply to our lives. The third thing that we are learning in the book of Revelation is that God will not use man-made devices during the Great Tribulation. God will not use nuclear bombs during the Great Tribulation. The scriptures teach that during the thousand-year reign of the millennial reign, we shall reign and rule with Christ during the millennial reign after Armageddon. Also, the book of Isaiah teaches that children will be born into the millennial reign. This lets us know that the earth will be inhabitable and will not be subject to nuclear fallout. God will instead use supernatural phenomenon and supernatural weather to judge the world. God will use hurricanes without number and beyond measure, tornadoes beyond number and beyond measure, earthquakes, hailstones, lightning bolts, floods, storm surge, winds, volcanoes that spew out molten lava and belch out building-sized fiery boulders to pepper the earth. Fissures that release magma turning into molten lava that restructure the earth's surface. God will use supernatural phenomenon beyond measurement and beyond intensity in our imagination to judge the world during the Great Tribulation. Revelation chapter 18 discusses commercial or political Babylon. This is not only a literal city or geographical area in Scripture during the Great Tribulation. This is also a worldwide political and commercial system that is opposite to God. Revelation 17:18 confirms that this is a political, commercial system because it reigns over the kings of the earth. This is global in nature, as we discussed in detail in chapter 17, which discusses religious Babylon or the world church during the first half of the Great Tribulation. Chapter 18 teaches on political or commercial Babylon, which is destroyed at the end of the Great Tribulation. This is the mercantile system of the world that is materialistic in nature, worldly in nature, and opposite to holiness and righteousness in the Lord. This commercial and political Babylonian system has the same origins as spoken before, as Babylon represents the fountainhead or the faucet for all evil to come into the world through Satan, inculcating the world's cultures, inculcating nations and empires, and spreads from generation to generation and from language to language. We've learned that these origins are demonic in nature, transcending generations, repackaged with different names for different cultures, because these demons live from generation to generation and inculcate themselves through different languages, through different cultures, through different empires, down through the centuries. This Babylonian system, with the origins of Nimrod in the book of Genesis, as Nimrod was the first world dictator, typified and personified the Antichrist, and his system that he set up originated in the city of Babylon. Thus, Babylon is the picture symbolically that personifies the fountainhead and faucet for all evil that came into the world. Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Here we see in verse number 1, after these things, speaks of the fulfillment of chapter 17 and the fall of the world church. Now in chapter 18, the culmination, the definition, and the destruction of political or commercial Babylon. In verse 1, the glory of God over the earth speaks of his presence in judgment. Verse 2 speaks of the word fallen twice, which speaks of emphasis and conclusion. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 19 speaks of the fall of Babylon. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. This political and commercial Babylonian system is a demonic system, as spoken before, and as underscored in verse 2, as it says, it become the habitation of devils and of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This system is demonically driven down through the centuries. Scripture teaches in the book of Ephesians that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 3 speaks of the spiritual and physical fornication that the inhabitants of the world partake of as they partake of this commercial and political Babylonian system. This political and Babylonian system, much like the world church or the religious Babylonian system in chapter 17, represents the worldly system that is contrary to God and contrary to all that is righteous and holy. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. This political, commercial, Babylonian system we shall read shortly consists of materialism and the things of the world and individuals that serve the world and this Babylonian system are going to fall with this Babylonian system in judgment. Verses 4 through 5. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Here, the warning in verse 4 to come out of the world, otherwise be judged with the world, with the plagues that are coming, and the judgment from God to come. This same warning Paul gives in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Scriptures teach to come out of the world, to come out of fornication, sex outside of marriage, to come out of drunkenness, to come out from drug abuse, to come out from persecuting the innocent, and to turn your life over to Christ and receive cleansing and redemption and forgiveness all in Jesus Christ. Verse number 5 speaks of a time of judgment. The sins have reached unto heaven. Verse number 5 speaks of God always gives space to repent, but at this time, judgment is coming. Space to repent was given and refused, and as a result, it is time for judgment from God. Verses 6 through 8. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Verse number 6 speaks of the reward of the wicked. It speaks of the just judgment from God. Scriptures teach the wages of sin is death. Verse number 6 speaks of sowing and reaping, a connection with judgment. Scripture teaches, be sure your sins will find you out. Scripture teaches, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. No one gets away with anything. Individuals that seem that they are getting away with sin, God is just giving them space and grace to repent and time to turn from their wicked ways. But the day of judgment is coming, whether it be during the great tribulation or whether it be as an individual takes their last breath. Individuals will be judged as well as this Babylonian system that's described here. Verse 7 speaks of her comfortable arrogance, as symbolically this system believes it is too big to fail. Individuals today that believe this same thing, her comfortable arrogance, where she says, I sit a queen and am no widow and see no sorrow. This same comfortable arrogance is seen in people today as they refuse to turn from their sins. They say in their heart that God will not judge me. They say in their heart, I am okay. I am not as bad as the next person. I don't do what they do. I'm a good person. They say in their heart, I have plenty and I am okay. God must be satisfied with my life because He is blessing me with so much. This is the comfortable arrogance spoken of throughout Scripture. And this Babylonian system is prophesied to have this same arrogance from the book of Isaiah chapter 47. And thou sayest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thine heart, neither didst thou remember the latter end of it. And Jesus Christ gave a warning in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse number 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Today is the day of salvation. Verses 9 through 10. And the kings of the earth, who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. This particular Babylonian system is falling. This particular Babylonian system is self-destructing. Individuals here in verse 9 and individuals today are having security in this Babylonian system. They're putting their trust in their job and say in their heart, I have no need to trust in God. They're putting their total trust in money, in their retirement plans, in their social status, in being a who's who and being popular. Fame and fortune. And these scriptures are teaching a wailing and lamenting over this system that is going to collapse. Zephaniah chapter 1 teaches, neither their silver nor their gold shall save them in the day of the Lord's wrath. This Babylonian commercial system seems indestructible. It seems as if individuals can put their trust in this world system. And verse 9 and 10, these individuals are awestruck looking at the destruction of this Babylonian system, realizing that it is collapsing under judgment and falling. Verses 11 through 19. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusteth after are departed from thee, and all good things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee. And thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster, and all the company of ships and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Verses 11 through 16 speak of the materialism of this commercial political system. It speaks of individuals having their trust in this materialism, individuals being worldly, individuals trusting in this world and not trusting in the Lord. This system speaking of sensuality. This system speaking of fulfilling the appetites and desires of the flesh. This system speaking of unfaithfulness. This system speaking of selfishness and self-centeredness. This system speaking of me, myself, and I. This system speaking of ambition and climbing up that power ladder at all costs. This system speaking of manipulation and lying and thievery. This system speaking of drug and alcohol abuse. This system speaking of murdering the innocent. This system speaking of greedy gain and accumulating wealth for the sole purpose of trying to get more. This is the commercial Babylon spoken in these verses 11 through 16, and Jesus Christ gives a warning against this materialistic mindset. Jesus quotes in Matthew 16, For what shall it profit if he shall gain the whole world and shall lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus further says, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The Bible encourages us to prosper. Jesus wants us to prosper and have a quality of life that glorifies His name. But the Bible also warns us that in having possessions, we do not want possessions to have us. The Bible warns us to be careful when riches increase, because temptation will increase to accumulate, to stockpile, and to put your trust in materialism. The Lord wants us to prosper and be in good health, but He wants us to prosper not only for a quality of life that glorifies His name, but also to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verses 17 through 19 speaks of the maritime world, or the world of the sea, seeing the judgment of this political and commercial Babylon. The materialism of the sea and the industry of the sea, just like dry land in this commercial Babylonian system, is falling. Verse number 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Here we can rejoice that this Babylonian materialistic system, unholy system of self-centeredness and greediness and harm to the innocent, is finally, after thousands of years, being destroyed, that God may set up His kingship on the earth for 1,000 years, as we will read in chapter 20. Verse 20 also speaks of the promise for God to avenge the righteous. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 18, And shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. This underscores verse 20, how God will avenge His children. Though it seem like we suffer and individuals get away with persecution, God has the final judgment on their life. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 8 gives us encouragement that God is the final judge. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in the province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Verses 21 through 24. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. Here we see in verse 21, representation of the swiftness of this system falling, the symbolic language of a millstone being cast into the sea speaks of the swiftness of their judgment. Jeremiah chapter 51 echoes this same language, prophesying against the fall of Babylon. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of Euphrates. And thou shalt say, thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her. And they shall be weary. This system, this Babylonian system of the world, this worldly system, represented by a city and represented by a spirit, a worldly spirit, demonic spirit of materialism, of sensuality, and all that is unholy against God, will fall swiftly. The lack of harpers and trumpeters and craftsmen, and all throughout verse number 22 and 23, speak of no more opportunities for repentance, no more opportunities for production, no more opportunities to bow their knee, for they have given themselves over in rejection of God's light. For verse 22 says, the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. The time of repentance has passed in rejection of God, and the time of his judgment is here. Verse 23 says, by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. This word sorceries comes from the root word pharmakia in the Greek, where we get our word pharmacy from, or pharmaceutical from. You'll see this word also earlier in the book of Revelation, and this word speaks to not only this Babylonian system, demonically inspired and demonically driven, and not only are individuals deceived by demons to partake in this worldly system, but there's also a rise of a drug and alcohol culture that speaks to the root of these sorceries, where individuals live day to day in some kind of altered state that leaves them open to demonic deception and demonic inspiration to partake of this Babylonian worldly system. Verse number 24, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 36 through 38 parallels and expounds on verse number 24. States, and others have trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Verse 24 speaks of this Babylonian system having blood on its hands as it murdered the innocent, persecuted the righteous. This Babylonian system, this demonic system of the world, has blood on its hands as it was behind Egypt in the time of Moses, when Egypt made an edict to destroy the firstborn of the children of Israel. This Babylonian system, this demonic system, was behind Haman in the book of Esther as he attempted to destroy the nation of Israel through an edict and law of the king. This Babylonian system has blood on its hands in the time of Jesus, when a law went out from Herod to kill all the males 2 years old and under. The spirit of anti-Semitism in the time of Hitler killing 6 million Jews. The time of the Christians and others of faith persecuted throughout the centuries and burned at the stake for their faith was a part of this demonic, demon-inspired system. This Babylonian system of commercial Babylon and political Babylon found in chapter 18 has been in existence throughout the beginning of time and is now coming to its utter end in the book of Revelation. At the end of the great tribulation, God is judging this worldly system. Individuals today that are a part of this worldly system, through sex outside of marriage, through sensuality, through greediness and avarice and unjust gain, through materialism and having a heart that is in the world and rejecting the Lord in salvation, are partakers of this Babylonian system and must repent before they are judged with this system. As we read earlier in verse number 4, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." This is Revelation chapter 18. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.